Can you add? Mm. Have you ever done like an acting job? Like, have you ever had to do like more than just dance?
Yeah, I've had to act on a job. Act like I want to be there. I had to act like the choreo is good.
Oh, mate. That must be hard.
Or act like I'm sober.
That you're sober?
Sober. Yeah, all the time. Think, dream boys. I had to act that I fancied the women. I had to act that I love them.
True.
I pretended to play a guitar on stage.
Yeah, I'm pretending
to play a guitar. Guitar mimed.
What's the audio looking like, by the way?
What else?
What's the audio looking like, by the way? I'm looking a little bit quiet, I think.
No, we're good.
Good?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What else have I acted in? Did an advert, did a few adverts for Just Dance, the computer games, and I had to like pretend it was my house, and I'd open the door and I'd be like, welcome to my house.
I so want to see these. Are these on YouTube?
Yeah.
I'm just gonna stalk you later.
Just Dance 2014 advert. If you find me, I'm the guy opening the door. And then if you go right to the end, it was actually really cool. So we got to the end of the shoot, and like I was the star talent. And then like all my friends were like just dancers. And they had to sit outside in this like fucking canopy thing all day. It's like LA, it's 1,000 degrees. And I had like my own like trailer.
Did you?
Yeah.
I bet you just invited everyone into your trailer, didn't you?
Huh?
I bet you just invited everyone into your trailer.
It was too small. My trailer was probably like, it would have fit like just these two seats in. And then like I had like a table and stuff. But still like I had AC, I had a fridge. But I felt so guilty I never used it. I went and sat outside with all my friends.
Absolutely.
No, it's not absolutely. I burn, man. I'm ginger. But I just felt like a dick. So I went and sat with everyone. And then I remember getting to the end of the shoot and we had like this, like we shot all day. And for literally like 30-second adverts, like two or three 30-second adverts.
Right.
And they were fun, man. Like super fun day, just long. And they got like in the night, they wanted like a night house party shot. And they put like, you know, like a slip and slide?
Yeah.
Put like a slip and slide outside.
Right.
And they were like, they had people running and sliding on it and stuff like that. And then they wanted me to run and slide on it for the very last shot.
Did they use it?
Well, so they run and slid on it and I was just like, how can I make sure that this shot gets in?
Right.
I was like, what can I do to make sure I get like the final shot? So I ran and did the slip and slide, and then I just bust out into windmills on top of the slip and slide. and they all went nuts, and they used it.
Did they?
Yeah, everyone was going mental, and they used the shot. I was like, yeah.
That's it, I'm going to stalk you later.
Yeah.
Were you using this? Is this our intro?
Yeah, why not?
What's up, everybody?
What's up, peeps? It's
time.
It's 25 past 11, late start today, because I deleted last week's episode that hasn't uploaded, and we spent a while trying to find it. So we're going to have to redo that one.
Yeah, yeah.
Good job, Kane.
It's always usually
good job, Ginge. So yeah, lost that. There's a good one as well. We'll recreate it, don't worry. Mm. Yeah, man, how are you?
I'm good, bro. I am good.
I had a good week.
Yeah, I had a good week too.
I went to watch a show on Saturday.
What did you watch?
Fire Dance.
Fire Dance?
Yeah.
What's that?
You tell me exactly what's that. You know the Strictly Professionals?
Uh-huh.
So there's a woman called Karen and a guy called Gorka? Gora? I don't watch Strictly, so I don't know. But an ex-student of mine, Spencer Jones, was in it, and my good friend Lex. So me and Georgia went to watch that Saturday night.
Nice.
It was weird, man. Like, I haven't went to watch it in Oxford, and I haven't been in that theatre since I performed there with Dream Boys.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a Saturday night, so, like, I don't know, I'm expecting it to be, like, busy, right? It's a Saturday night. It wasn't dead, but, like, it was busy-ish. Like, downstairs was, like, busy. I don't know what the upstairs was like, because it's a big theatre.
Mm.
But it's really strange, like, being in a theatre on a Saturday night, because I'm so accustomed to, like, a Dream Boys energy in the theater, like basically horny drunk screaming women. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, there's just such a buzz around the theater when like the Dream Boys used to be at like a theater.
Yeah.
And then we got there and it was literally like a fucking pensioner's night out. Like, I kept saying to Georgia,
part of it now.
I kept saying to Georgia, I bet they get discounted tickets because it's a Thursday. And she was like, babe, it's Saturday. I was like, this is Saturday. This is a Saturday night. I was like, feels like fucking Thursday. Feels like they've sacked off bingo this week to come here. Like, it was just loads of old people. It was so weird.
I know,
like,
one of them.
You fucking wanker. That's so aggressive. So yeah, aggressive.
You fucking hold up. I say you're old and you call me a fucking wanker and call me aggressive.
Yeah, so it was really weird, like being in the theatre with like just a bunch of old folk.
Right.
On a Saturday night.
So what was the actual show then? Like, what was it about?
Dude, like, it wasn't a bad show.
Mm.
It just blows my mind. Like, so like two professionals from Strictly have made a show.
And touring. Is it just them two?
Yeah, well, not, they have other people in it. Right. Like, it's basically you're paying to watch them. Right. And then they have like a male singer who was really good, and then a female singer who was really good, and a live band. And I'm a sucker for a live band. Mm-hmm. Like, they had a saxophone, they had trumpet. Like, I'm in. Like, I'm all about the brass band. So the bands were dope. And like, the singers were really good. And then they had like dancers. Like, they're backing dancers.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's just such a weird concept to me to be like, we're two celebrity / professional celebrity dancers, like, in the public eye, we're gonna make a show out of it and we're just gonna dance. And then they did like stuff like, not from Strictly because they're probably not allowed, but they did like techniques from Strictly, obviously. Mm-hmm. And then they had like contemporary in it and like some like little street dancey kind of, I wouldn't say street dance because they don't even advertise that the street dance on it, but like more like commercial-esque kind of moments. And like then like Lex and his partner did fire, and I've did a podcast with Lex on here before, so go and listen to it, he's dope. It was just super, like, it was just random. It wasn't bad, it was good, it was just random. But like the best dancer in the whole show was Spencer, who's just the backing dancer,
right?
Like, and I'm not even being biased because he's like my homie, like he's phenomenally, like he's so, that's not even a word, phenomenally talented. He's so talented.
So it's a show about two dancers dancing.
Yeah, but there's no story. It's just songs. Right. Like, it's just a live band singing random songs, and they come out and do different performances to it. Like, and if there is a story, I didn't get it.
Right.
Like,
so it's kind of like a small dance school where they just put a random number on with a different outfit on and onto the next one.
Yeah.
Just I like that, though.
Yeah, bro, it wasn't just bad.
Appreciating it was, dance. It was cool. It is.
Like, I like watching dance, but it's really hard for me not to watch dance as me. Like, it's really hard to just be like a consumer.
Right.
You know, I'm so critical.
Why did you have a critical?
Well, the whole show's fantastic and they can all do shit I can't do. So I'm not dissing them. Like, good to them. Like, even like every dancer in the show can do something that I can't do. So they all should be there for their own right. The backing dancers were fantastic. Karen is dope. And the Gorka guy is really, really good. I've never seen him dance before. He's dope at what he does. But sorry if you listen, bro. I think you're super talented. But sometimes I feel like people have to stick to their lane.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, I wouldn't want to go on stage and do a solo doing contemporary. Like, could I do it? Yes. Would it look good? No. Like, so all I hear is from the guitarist, dunk, 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 dunk.
How did it go, sorry?
Dunk, 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 dunk. And I've automatically got a music boner. Like, I'm like, oh, it's Justin Timberlake, like, I love you. Like, like, this is what I'm here for. Like, give me some, like, I was like, just sing it and like play it. Like, I don't know if I want to see dance to it unless it's like phenomenal. Like, and then I was like, or do something like, if they come on and did like a salsa number to it or something like that, I'd be like, dope. And like, he came on in his suit, like all suave. And I was like, oh, okay. And then in my head, I was like, please don't try and be Justin. Like, you know, you're like, no, he didn't try and be Justin. He just did like a solo and it was kind of like Justin-esque street dancey / whatever style of dancey he does. And it just wasn't his strong point. Like, and it wasn't bad, but like for me, like that song is like, that song to me is dance.
Right.
Like, that is the reason I became a dancer. So I was extra critical over that one. I was a bit like, oh, like I wish you'd just come on and done like a salsa number to it. Cause it's, but it's only because it means, that song means so much to me. Do you know what I mean?
Do you,
and I'm sure he probably watches my videos and goes, this dude's trash. Well, in fact, I'm sure he doesn't watch my videos. But if he did, I'm sure he'd watch them and go, this guy's trash. So my opinion means nothing. But
I guess like that's choreographed and performed to for muggles, right? Not for Kane Tilbers.
Yeah, not for Kane. Yeah, not for like people who understand what the fuck is going on. It's definitely made for muggles. But like overall, the show is dope. It's just super random. But it's super cool because they had Lex. And Lex is a dancer, but he's like super talented. He does like, I think it's called German wheel, where you like go put your hands inside the wheel and you spin around. So like he's dope at that and he does fire. And his wife does fire as well. So they were both hired on the same, like they were both hired on the job together, doing fire together. Yeah, and I was like, yo, how dope going on tour with your wife.
That's pretty good.
Like, some people might say that's not dope at all. But I would love to go on tour with Georgia.
You're in the wrong relationship if that's the case.
Yeah, if me and Georgia ever got to go on tour together, I'd be like, this is sick. Mm. But like they created like a fire performance together. They've become like a double act and then they've been booked and they're both on a tour together.
That's so sick.
But yeah, the show was really good. I enjoyed it. The singers were phenomenal. Spencer, you are fantastic. Spencer D. Jones, I think is his Instagram. Go and check him out. He's got like no followers, but he should have loads. He's really good. So yeah, that was my Saturday.
Dope.
Sat with a bunch of pensioners, Spencer's girlfriend and my fiance.
Mm.
Yeah, it was good, man.
Nice, man.
Good show. But for a Saturday night, it wasn't very popping.
No. I feel like the world's kind of still in that like not quite popping phase still.
I bet if you went to a Dream Boy show or a Magic Mike show, I bet it's popping.
Probably.
But it's different demo.
Different demo.
Because I guess like,
like when I go to the shops and stuff, like people so much quieter.
Our age probably ain't being like, you know what, I want to go watch those two people from Strictly.
Yeah.
I bet it's people who are sat at home who like watch evening TV every day, like pensioners.
Pensioners.
Do you know what I mean? No, like the older gen who aren't going out on a Saturday night.
Do you ever watch TV?
Only if Georgia does. I watch like Netflix. I don't watch like TV.
Do you ever watch like live TV?
Terrestrial? Terrestrial TV? What's it called? Making up words. No, I don't watch channel 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
I haven't watched
stuff on like BBC iPlayer or like 4, whatever their thing is.
But it's all streamed stuff.
It's all streamed.
Yeah, yeah.
Like I like The Apprentice.
It's like, why are we still paying for TV licenses?
Dude. You know what I mean? Crazy.
Crazy. Anyway, this isn't our conversation for today.
So yeah, that was good. What else has been popping this week? I taught at Rare Studios last week in Liverpool, which was dope. Thank you so much for having me. Shout out. And what's super dope, which I didn't know, and I messaged you like mind blown, that some of the students there are doing their, I think it's a dissertation.
Yeah.
A dissertation on this podcast. Shout out to you. You're mad.
Watch two idiots talk shit on a podcast for an hour and a half.
Yeah, about dance, and then they end up talking about shoes. Like,
so much mindset, bro.
Yeah. I had literally such a great time there. Good. Like, I taught 3 classes. They were super talented. Like, the last class, learned the combo in 45 minutes, like, my Bieber combo, and, like, danced it to a very good level.
Nice.
Like,
They're training students, right?
Yeah. But really, really nice, lovely atmosphere. So shout out to Rare. Thank you for having me. All the love.
Nice. And obviously, we had the program Sunday.
Yes, and then we had the program on Sunday. Final week, filming week. I was really blown away this month.
Mm.
Like, because obviously we had a week off because of moving.
By my videography skills, right?
Yeah. I'm kidding. Yo, do you know what? I genuinely feel like everyone this month leveled up.
Yeah.
Like, we had a week off because of Move It, so we moved it. I like to move it. So we moved
that
it.
That one's and going then, after a wedding song to that.
I can't. Did you?
Yeah.
Tell me more.
I'll tell you another time.
No, tell me now.
Tell you now.
So you choreographed a wedding song.
A wedding dance. So this husband and wife, obviously, and they wanted to do a wedding dance, and they wanted it to be like a joke. So I mixed like, it's like a 5-minute piece together of like loads of like cheesy classical
five
songs,
minutes
something like that. It was long, and at the very beginning they wanted to make it sound like the music cut out, so I had to add like a scratch noise into it and get everyone really confused, and then it went, I'll had to move it, and went straight into that song.
How awful was it?
It was terrible.
Was it? But did they have fun?
Oh yeah, everyone was absolutely. I went to the wedding and everyone had an absolute scream. It was really funny.
Sick. That's all that matters.
Yeah.
Was that your first?
Two absolute beginner dancers.
Your wedding choreographic debut.
Yeah.
We're now advertising you as the camera ninja / the wedding car, the wedding creator.
Absolutely.
Nice. I've lost my train of thought completely. Yeah, everyone leveled up. So we had a week off for Move It. So I was a bit like, is everyone going to come back better because they've had more time to practice the combos or film in week? Or are they going to come back like they've not thought about it in 2 weeks?
Mm.
And just, dude, like everyone looks so good. Mm. Like everyone's improved. Like, and I don't, obviously I think their ability is improved, but like this month I've really worked on kind of like a mindset approach of like getting them to believe in themselves and how they, if they think they're great and they like put in the work, like they're going to be perceived as better than they actually are.
Mm.
Well, no, that's not what I meant to say. Not better than they actually are, because they are good, but they're going to carry themselves as good as they are. Because I feel like their ability is like an 8, but they carry themselves at a 5.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I'm like,
mindset catching up with the ability.
Like you're giving up on yourself. like
you took a way more coachy approach to this month program. Like you got them to write down questions. What questions did you write at the very beginning?
The very first week I made them, and I kind of got it from Sam Fleet when we did the Gentleman's Club. He did something along the similar lines and I liked it. I made them write down what they think they're good at, what they think they're bad at, why they joined the program. And then at the end of it, they had to tell themselves they're amazing.
Mm.
And then every week they had to grade themselves out of 1 to 10 on each of those things. So, and then they have to write if they were bad, if it was a 5, why? If it was a 7, why? If it was a 2, why? If it progressed, they had to figure out why they got better at it. And if they regressed, they had to figure out why they got worse. Mm. And then at the end of all that, no matter how they felt, whether it was high or low, they had to tell themselves they're amazing. Because I was like, just remember, like, this dance lesson doesn't define who you are.
Mm.
It doesn't define your ability. It's just one day. In fact, it's 3 hours. It's 3 hours of a 24-hour day of a 7-day week. Like, don't let this carry your week. Like, you can, like, progress from this. And really that kind of approach to make them more confident in themselves, and I actually feel like it really worked. Like, and then when it comes to filming, like, they just all seemed like they believed in, like, yeah, we can do this, you know. And even the combos were more out of their comfort zone because they were all a little more I didn't do like a commercial dance this month. No. I always do like a commercially one for them, and I didn't, and I just feel like they roasted it, man. And there's a few people which really stood out to me this month. Like, everyone did great, but, like, there's a girl called Ella Simpson who I've taught for quite a while. And, like, it was the first time doing the program. And around, like, she goes to Wilkes. And when I've been in the building or, like, I've gone to meet Georgia for a lunch, like, I hear the songs I teach playing. And right. I always peek my head in. And it's always her and Tash. And Tash also has improved as well so much. But they're always practicing.
Mm.
And then, like, just the confidence in themselves, I think, that they know that they've put in the work. Like, when they were dancing Sunday, dude, they've improved more in a month than they have in the whole time I've taught them. Amazing. Like, and I'm not saying that's down to me. I think it's just down to
something switched in
them. Like, me maybe telling them that they can do it and them going, actually, someone believes in me.
Mm.
Like, and now I believe in me. And the way they carried themselves made them dance it way better. Like, even you said, like, look, they look like they're focused and, like, they look, like, proud.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? They look proud to dance it. And then the wonderful Beth Cooper. Man, like,
yo, she killed everything.
And she, like, graduated college like 2017, I think, or 18. She kind of had like a little, took a step back from like trying to pursue dance and was teaching a bit, and now she's like, all right, I need to like do it, it's now or never.
Right.
I think she's like 23 or 24.
Still young then.
24, yeah, still young, but in the dance world, like, it's not super young. Mm-hmm. Like, I know it is still young, but like, as a dancer's career, like, your career is not super long. So, you know, she's not late in the game, but she's, you know, wants to be, if she wants to be trying to pursue now, I think.
Now's, yeah,
like,
yeah.
Now's the great time to be like getting your foot in the door. And she did the program a few months ago and Cisco was like, yo, she's great. And I was like, yeah, she is, but she lacked confidence. And then she did Josh Warmby's phase. As well, and I saw her there and she danced well, she seemed a little bit more confident. And then this month, dude, her confidence has like come from nowhere. And just before she filmed on Sunday and we're in the corridor and I was like, yo, you roasted it. And she said the best thing to me, like, and it literally inspired me so much. She was just like, I'm ready. She's like, I'm just ready.
That's
like,
such a lovely thing to say. I'm ready.
Like, I'm ready for this. She's like, I'm badass. Just ready. Like, yeah, I'm gonna move to London. Give me my chance. Like, I'm ready. And I was like, it was so powerful.
Yeah.
And like, she truly meant it. And I was like, yo, this bitch is ready. Like, do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, having that self belief
like,
and power.
There was no like, oh, I'll try. It was like, no, I'm ready. Like, give me the chance. And like, you can tell. Like, so her ability and her mindset match.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because I feel like a lot of the time people's mindset and their ability are off. You know what I mean? But like, hers was just, dude, she inspired the hell out of me. I've been thinking about it a lot. So I'm like, shout out to her, man.
I think Corey's episode, me and Ken have been watching the new Kanye West documentary.
It's called Yeezus. Genius.
Is that what it is? Yeah. Right. And something that I've really taken away from it, go watch it because it will inspire the fuck out of you.
It's so inspiring, man.
So inspiring. Is like, I've always considered myself to have a really good work ethic, but where I lack is my ability to ask for opportunity.
Mm.
Once opportunity arises, I'll kill it. Yeah. I'll work really, really hard towards it. But what Kanye did was he asked for opportunity left, right, and center.
Mm.
And that's the mindset that I now want to adopt. because I can see that lack of like being able to step and go, look at me, I can, like, I'm asking for the opportunity now.
Mm.
And that's what I took away, which kind of relates back to what Beth was saying by going, I'm ready.
No, 100%.
That's asking for opportunity.
And she is, so shout out to her. Like, I'm going to post a video of me and her dancing this week, and me, her, and Elle dancing this week. And shout out to Elle, because she just did Mabel last week. Big job. Super proud of you. And she's got another big job coming up, but I'm not going to announce it because I don't know if I'm allowed. But yeah, that was dope. But to the documentary. One of the best documentaries I've seen in ages.
Mm-hmm.
Like, kind of affected me in the same way as the 50 Cent book.
Right.
And also The Last Dance with Michael Jordan.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of the same thing. Kind of hit me in a place where I was like super inspired to work. I think if you watch, like, from the very beginning, the first thing we can see that there's something a little weird about him, right?
Yeah.
Like, we can see that he's not just, like, your normal person. He's not just your normal, like, I'm going to be a rapper.
Mm.
Like, he has this thing about him. I don't know what it is, but there's something that's not 100% like everyone else. He's different to the people he's around. And obviously, he's super talented because he's, like, he's making beats for, like, the biggest artists. Like, he helps Jay-Z win awards. Like, and it's funny because most people would be like, get to that point and they'd be like, I've made it.
And he's still pushing.
And he's, to him, he's not even in the door. Like, yeah. He's like, this isn't what I want to do. And a thing that I really, really liked was that they, you know, he kept knocking on the door, kept asking for opportunity, trying to get Rockefeller to sign him, trying to get these people. He's going in their rooms, like, and he's playing the song individually, one by one. And then he sings it to them and he raps it to them and they just start talking and doing other shit. And he just keeps going, and then he takes it and goes into another room. Like
that's what I'm saying about asking for opportunity, like, to have the bravery to go, look at me.
But dude, imagine me, like, imagine listeners, imagine going into your agent's or into an agent's office and being like, check this out.
And start fucking breaking out. Put it on
the
song
and start freestyling, and then they answer the phone.
Yeah.
Like, and you keep going. Like,
mad.
Like, there's something about that, bro. I was like, yo, he believes in himself
that much. Yeah.
Like,
and he got knocked down after knocked down.
And then they signed him just to kind of like shut him up. So he'd make beats for them and keep utilizing him for that thing. And they kept being like, this is the best rapper producer. And he kicks off.
Yeah, he was.
And he's like, that's like saying I'm the best woman. That's like saying I'm the best whatever.
Female MC, yeah.
I'm the best female MC. Like, when
no
there's
cost to female MC.
No, but there's like, he wants to be the best, like, as opposed MC. To saying the best MC.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You're finding a reason. It's like saying Kane's the best 5'8" ginger male dancer as opposed to just the best male dancer. Like, yeah, or just the best dancer, you know? Yeah, like, yeah. I'll take the best 5'8" ginger dancer, though. I'm well happy with that. But that's the difference between me and him. like, and he's like, kicks off about it. Even though they're giving him a compliment, he can't
it's
see that.
It's like a backhanded
compliment.
It's like
a backhanded compliment. And he, like, fights to be the best, like, rapper. Like, yeah. And it's then when he's, like, with Jay-Z making another album, he's like, let me jump on it.
Yeah.
And they're like, what? And he just goes, try. And he goes in and he fucking kills it. And he walks out, and I posted on my Instagram twice, because I live by this. And Jay-Z says, what does he say?
Closed mouths don't get fed.
He goes, closed mouths don't get fed.
Worst Jay-Z impression ever.
I was trying to be uglier and say it like that.
Right.
Closed mouths don't get fed. Hey, Jake, no. I done got it. Closed mouths don't get fed. If you hadn't have said nothing, you wouldn't have been on that shit.
Yeah, and dude, that's mad.
And I believe in that, man. Like, I've asked for so many of my opportunities.
Mm.
Like, applying for my visa for LA, like, dude, people didn't give me that shit. Like, loads of people were like, oh, you're not ready. Like, you haven't...
Really?
Loads of people were like, oh, you haven't even done a UK... Like, you haven't done a big UK tour yet.
Mm.
You haven't done everything that can be here. And I was like, so... I'm ready. Like, I want to go out there. Like, I want to try out there. I feel like that's where I'm meant to be. Like, Amy Allen gave me the idea about getting a visa. She's like, you should go to LA. I'll help you. She did it. And I was like, okay, I need more than her. I asked Brian Freeman for a visa. I asked him to give me a visa. And he was like, I'll see. And then I auditioned for him and he messaged me the next day with a signed visa.
Did he?
Like, that's a signed form. Like,
so sick, bro.
It wasn't the next day, but like...
Yeah.
I asked him like a few weeks before and then I auditioned for X Factor and I knew I wasn't auditioning for X Factor.
You auditioned for him.
I was auditioning for him,
mm-hmm.
for the opportunity. And I bust my ass. And like, he challenged me in that audition as well. He's like, Kane, front center, take off your tops. Like, put me under pressure. And it was jazz funk, which isn't my thing at all. And then, like, emailed me the next day saying, here you go, and a signed visa. Like,
that's so sick.
And then, like, Kenny Wormald, I messaged Block. Like, I can't get hold of Kenny Wormald. I just did Footloose with him. I want him to help me with my visa. I went up to Mike Gadelka after, like, taking class in LA for weeks and being like, hey, would you help me with my visa? I'm in the middle of doing a process. Mm. And he was like, yeah, bro. Like, I asked for my opportunities. Like,
close mouth, don't get fed.
Because I wasn't afraid of, like, what's the worst someone can say is no. And I go, okay, no worries, thanks.
And this is kind of what I was trying to say earlier. It's like, I definitely hindered my ability to progress due to lack of confidence in myself to say, like, look at me, I can do it.
Mm.
Like, and that's my approach. That's my shift the last couple of weeks is you don't shoot, you know, you're not going to score.
Yeah,
so just shoot. Exactly. Shoot a shot.
Shoot or shoot. Like,
shoot a shot. And that keeps going over my mind. Every time I'm like, I'm just like, Jake, shoot your shot. Bang, go.
But then at the same time, it's like, I feel like you have to know where you're at.
Yeah.
Like, you have to know.
I'm
like,
not going to go audition for X Factor tomorrow. Do you know what I mean?
But I think some people do have that. They do shoot their shot, but they're not ready to take the shot.
And I don't think there's anything inherently wrong with that because you're going to learn from it.
Yeah. But at the same time, it's like, let's say I was a beginner, or let's say I was a dancer at a level 5, and I come up to Brian Freeman and say, can you do me a visa, please? I'm not going to get taken very seriously, and then I'm going to be that guy.
Yeah.
But it's like knowing your ability.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, I feel like you have to know you put in the work. You have to know that you can back up what you're asking
for. I think, I do agree with
that. That'd be like me saying, like, yo, I'm ready to host, like, a BBC One program. You know what I mean? Like, I've never hosted a show except for a podcast in my life. Like, but just because I do this all the time doesn't mean I'm ready for that. Mm. I'd love the opportunity. And if someone said, would you like the opportunity? I go, yeah, but I would like some training. Yeah, I'm not just going to go and be like, yes, I want to do that. Because I know I'm not in that place yet.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I think you have to have like a level of humbleness in order to you to progress though.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Because also I know I can choreograph, but if you said to me, do you want to choreograph a film? I'd be like, not on my own. Like,
would you not say yeah?
Not as just me. I'd be like, only if I can have like 5 assistants who can fill gaps that I can't fill.
Nah.
I know what I'm good at.
Just say yes.
Just say yes and figure it out. I would say yes, but I'm not dumb enough to go, I'm just going to try.
Yeah.
Because I know what I lack. So I'd be like, okay, let me get like Ricky Jinx. Let me get like Lisa Spence. Let me get people who fill spaces that I can't fill.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So yeah, man.
Well, you're not going to have a film of just you two-stepping the whole time.
just me doing head grooves.
Side body
just side grooves. Just this. What's in Aladdin 3? What's this? Me coming out the lamp. What's this one? Jafar coming in. What's this one? Dear kid.
It will change for days.
You're an idiot. LV's for days. You're not in the film.
Bitch, I can LV now.
Oh yeah, I did see you practicing your LV the other day in class. I did it and I secretly looked at you.
I knew I was looking for the eye. I was waiting for you to look over.
I secretly looked at you. So Jake can't read the LV.
No.
But no, you can now.
I can.
I taught you the other day in the studio in like 4 seconds.
I'm a real boy.
And you were very reluctant to try it in front of me in the studio. So I do feel like you've practiced it since then. You have, haven't you? I knew you had. Because it looked way better than it did last week.
I can do it one way, the other way. Still a bit of a wrap.
So yeah, please go and watch the Kanye doc because it's incredible.
I was about to say, please go watch Jake LV.
Both. Like, no. You can find footage of him, LV. But no, man, it's super inspiring documentary.
Yeah, for sure.
You haven't finished it yet, have you?
No, I'm near episode 2.
Episode 3 shit anyway. It's just him.
Is it going. Just 3 episodes?
Yeah. Well, I mean, they're long as fuck. They're all over an hour.
Dude, what's mad is that was filmed like, over like 20 years.
Yeah. Do you know who actually was super inspiring?
The videographer?
Yeah.
Dude.
Cootie. You're Cootie.
I am.
You're Cootie.
I'm going to start filming.
You're Cootie. You were like, I really believe in what Kane's doing. And I'm like, you're an idiot, but let's go.
But like, yeah, like the videographer, my days, like he's just walking around with a camera like the whole time. Just like, what does he do for a job? I know he's a comedian, but like,
no, he was.
Following you around?
Going. Did comedy, and he was a host, and I think he just saw genius in Kanye and was like, I believe that like this is going to pay off. But like, I was like, how did he make money? Was Kanye paying him?
This is it.
Like how much was Kanye paying him?
That's like me following you around to like every class you go teach. Like, hey, let me make a documentary about you. I'm not going to make any money from that.
No. Well,
Not in yet. 20 years' time, yeah, maybe.
Maybe, but like, what a gamble.
What a gamble.
Like, they obviously had a friendship, though, and a good time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? But in, I think, episode 3, like, it's a bit orcs. But you'll see that.
Right.
I don't want to spoil it for you. So, yeah, super good. But Cootie was really inspiring. Like, imagine just being like, you know what? I'm going to gamble on someone else. Because I'll always gamble on me.
Yeah.
I'd gamble on you, too. I'd gamble on you.
I'd gamble on you as well.
But at the same time, we already have a friendship. Yeah, we already have like experience doing stuff together. So we already know each other's work ethic, whereas they didn't. When they first started, no. Right. Like, they were like, oh, I've just met him a few times and I knew he was special.
Right.
Like,
obviously wasn't paying attention.
But ever since that, watching it, like, I'm a Kanye dick rider now. Like, I haven't stopped listening to College Dropout album.
Yeah, but every time I listen to it as well, I'm like, fuck yeah, I'm Kanye.
I went and watched him for free in Cardiff.
Did you?
College Dropout tour.
For free?
For free. We used to have my ex-girlfriend when I was in school, her sister's best friend worked at the CIA, like Cardiff International Arena, right. And they used to get us free tickets to go watch shows. So we watched Kanye, 50 Cent, Kelly Clarkson, Westlife.
Westlife. Let's go Westlife. Fuck all the others.
Took my mum. I did. Took my mum and my nan, I think. But no, we went and watched Kanye, man, like College Dropout tour.
That's sick.
And I remember, and I was thinking like yesterday in the car, I was listening. I was like, damn, I wish I had money then because I would have bought the merchandise.
Mm.
You know, like they sell like the teddy bear jumpers saying College Dropout. Like they had all the merchandise. I'd die for that now.
Yeah, it'd be sick. It's probably worth it.
I wish his music was as good now though as it was then.
What, music as a whole, with his music?
His music.
Yeah, it's not as good now, is it?
Like, the Donda album, I'm not down.
But that's like I'm such a 90s, 2000s hip-hop kid.
Like, yeah, but it's like I was saying before this, bro. Like, we get stuck in where we were in our favourite time. Like, so if you're late teens to 20...
I was born in 95.
You were born in 95?
Yeah.
Go away.
I'm telling you, you're old, bro.
I was only born in 90. It's only 5 years difference. Calm the fuck down.
I've got more grades than you, so I can't fucking talk.
You say you've got more grades?
I've got more grades.
Oh, yeah. I thought you said grades. I was like, probably.
I've got grades, don't worry.
Yeah. So we'll get off Kanye's dick, but please go watch it.
Yeah.
Super dope. Really, really inspired me.
Get inspired. Right. Questions.
Get inspired. Yeah. So we've got
Q&A. We've just talked shit for the last, like, 3
ages.
Hours.
I need a wee as well.
Do you want to pause?
Nope. I have bladder control. I don't. I actually got the worst bladder control in the world. Pee myself quite a bit. We have some questions. Firstly, I'd like to thank you all for sending in questions. Secondly, I want to know if you actually listened to the podcast, because some of them are asking questions which we spoke about quite a lot. So from Laura Kelly. Laura Kelly. She says,
I've hit that cap. I can't speak any longer.
She says, tips on how to not compare yourself to others in a negative way, at college, etc. Tips on how to not compare yourself to others. I think it's really hard not to compare yourself to others. I think it's good not to compare yourself to others. But I also think it's good to compare yourself to others.
Yeah. What's good and what's bad. And
yeah, like, I have always compared myself to other people. But I use it as a measuring tool of where I'm at. So I think, but she did say in a negative way. So I guess this is the question. Don't compare yourself to someone as in you're trying to bring yourself down. Don't look at someone and be like, I'm not like them because don't look like them.
Yeah, or I don't want to look twice or whatever.
Like something that's kind of out of your control. So like, there's no point me comparing myself to Sean Niles, who's 6'2" and black, and I'm 5'8" and ginger. Like, there's no point in me going, why aren't I getting the opportunities he is? Mm-hmm. Like, why aren't I getting picked for stuff that he is? Blah, blah, blah. Because some things like
there's just an inherent difference.
Yeah, like it's uncontrollable. Like, the only thing I can control is my talent.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? Yes, I can control what I look like, as in how I present myself, or like what maybe I look like on a physical aspect, to like body weight maybe, but I can't change my height. I can't change my skin color. I can't change our backgrounds. Like there's just some things that are like out of reach that you can't, there's no point comparing yourselves. I think what tends to happen, especially at colleges, is people compare themselves to the favorites. So say there's a favorite, let's say me and Jake go to college together and Jake gets picked for everything and I don't.
Which I would.
Yeah. I didn't get picked for anything in college. So yeah, that's true. Here you go. I can use me and Kyle as an example. So Kyle, who's been on the podcast, Mm-hmm. He was doing Starlight. He's my best friend. In college, he was most definitely the favorite. He got picked for everything. And he's 5'5", white and ginger. So we actually look kind of similar.
You is he 5'5"?
Five, five? Yeah, 5'6", five, 5'5", five, something like that. Sorry, bro, 5'10". He's 5'10".
with a short squad.
Pale and ginger. I'm 5'8", pale and ginger. You know, we're kind of in the same demographic. Mm. And he was the favorite and picked for everything. And I found it really, really hard not to compare myself to him. And I'd always be like, he gets picked for this, why don't I? And I'd beat myself up about it. And then it got to a point where I was like, I just have to come to accept the fact that he's better than me.
Mm. And use that as inspiration.
Like, he was just better than me. That's why he got picked for everything. So instead of comparing myself and being like, I wish I was that good, or like using it to put myself down, I had to use it to pick myself up. I had to be like, do you know what? He's actually better than me, so I need to put in more work.
Mm.
Or,
and it's better to be around someone who's better than you.
Or I need to find my niche. Because the things that we were being judged on were the things that weren't my niche.
Mm.
Things that he was most definitely better at. And then I went and just really focused on my niche. He's far more well-rounded as a dancer than I am. You know, if you take all genres and say both of you dance them, he's going to get higher marks across the board. But I knew that we were both equal at like street dance or commercial, whatever you want to call it. But that's the thing I enjoyed. And I was a 3 at everything else, and he was a 7.
Mm-hmm.
And we were both a 7 at street dance or commercial. So I was like, do you know what? I'm just going to double down and invest all my efforts into that one thing. And I got myself to a 9.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? So now if you put us in the same field as that, like I would probably look far better than him. But if you put us in anything else, or if we did an audition of like 5 genres, he's probably going to kick my ass.
Yeah, yeah.
So like I did compare myself to him, and it was negative at first. I was like, I'll never get picked. Like it beats me up. Like I would wish I could be in that dance. I wish I could be the favorite. And instead I just like, use this as a learning curve. Use this as a tool. Okay, so what do I do from here? As opposed to just going, I'm not as good.
A few thoughts that come to my mind is, there's a quote saying, if you spot it, you got it. And if you can see what someone else is doing, which is better than what you are, you're likely to then be able to apply it to your own training skill, whatever you're trying to do at that time.
Mm.
So as an example, like I watched Kane dance in Kim's class.
Mm-hmm.
And I noticed that he picked his feet up. And I was like, oh, okay, that makes sense. So I picked my feet up more. Now I'm picking my feet up more when I dance. So it's like, and this translates to every skill, is like, if you can spot what that person's doing, which you aren't, you can then immediately start to apply it to your own skills and capabilities. Mm. So I think that's a very positive thing to take away from a comparison. So look for the positive in that comparison between you and someone else, kind of like what you're saying. And the second thing is, it's like, it is a mindset thing. Like, I guess you can't inherently go, I'm not going to compare myself to other people.
Because it happens. Like, it's inevitable.
But it's like, then can you relate it to where you're at? Can you compare yourself to where you are? Am I better than I was yesterday? Am I better than I was a week ago? Like, if I compare myself to Kane, I'd feel depressed about myself because there's leagues, but in the dance world, we're leagues apart. I'm way better. No, I'm kidding. but where I am 6 months ago is completely different.
Yeah, you know I mean? You've improved more in the last 6 months than I have.
Yeah, so like I'm comparing myself to like previous me. And again, I'm not saying this just on a dance level, like on every level. It's like,
yeah,
gym, physical, like health, mental, whatever. Mm. Like compare yourself to you, not anyone else.
Yeah, but also I do think it's good to compare yourself to others. Like I say all the time, if I go to an audition and I don't get it, like I look at the people that do and I figure out why.
And work it out.
And if it's something I have control of.
Yeah, so it's taking a positive away from on the experience.
Like if they want 6 foot like olive skin guys, like I can't change that narrative. But if it's because my technique was shit, like
that's go and work a controllable harder thing. Yeah.
So I don't think comparing yourself to others is a bad thing. I think it's a good thing if you can do it correctly.
Mm.
And the same with social media. I feel like people like there's a hate on social media, like, oh, social media, it's all people, like it makes you feel depressed because you compare yourself to others, da da da, and all it shows is the good bits.
Makes me work harder.
Yeah. So?
I go, I want that life. Like, I'm going to work towards it too.
Like, so? Mm. Like, to me, I don't see anything bad with that. Like, one of my heroes, like, most of my heroes now aren't dance related. They're outside of it. All the people, like, I really look up to aren't necessarily just within the dance world because I'm trying to see beyond just moving. Although I do still love and compare myself to dancers and go, I wish I was that good. Like, But I look at like Brendan Sharp, who's like my podcast hero. He has a podcast. He's got his own businesses. He drives a Porsche. He's got all the dopest shoes. Like, I compare myself to him every day. Am I anywhere near it? Fuck no. But what can I do to get near it?
Mm. Like, what moves? Using it as a tool of inspiration.
What moves is he doing that I'm not?
Yeah.
Like that I obviously can do, because he has all the money to like buy equipment and, you know, market and stuff like that, which I don't. But what do I have? What can I do that he does? Like, I take inspiration from it. Go and Laura, go and read the book Steal Like an Artist. And what you'll hopefully do is compare yourself to others, and all the things you like them doing, you'll learn how to take from it.
Mm-hmm.
Great book. Good question.
On to the next one.
Chris Travers says, first of all, Chris Travers, shout out. He's the shoe hookup. If anyone needs trainers, go and find him, Chris Travers. But he does wear Skechers. So he sells nice shoes, but he wears shit ones.
Such a cock.
Facts.
This is why no one listens to us.
He's a dope dancer too, and a cool guy, but wears shit shoes. I've got another question of someone who wears shit shoes, Connor Wells, but we'll get to you in a minute. How to get agents or jobs? Ooh. You don't know this. This is me.
I'm out. I'm going to play Snake on my
phone.
How
to get agents or jobs? I think let's start with don't let that be your prime thing, is like, I need to get an agent or a job. I think work on yourself and keep, the goal is to constantly improve. The goal is to constantly make yourself the best you that you can be. If that needs to be your first thought, it's always you first. Like, keep investing in you, keep training. So when you do have that time to approach an agent or interact with an agent, you're, as Jake would say, you have your best foot forward. Make sure that you've got good headshots. Make sure you've got a good resume or CV, typed up. Make sure you've got some dope showreel footage. You want to have all the things that they're going to ask from you to the highest quality they can be of whatever you can afford at the time. I'm aware that like these things don't come cheap and they don't come easy. So you might have to do it on a budget, but you know, like figure it out.
You'd be okay to invest in yourself.
Yeah. Instead of asking like for a new t-shirt for Christmas, ask for some money towards a headshot. Like, get good headshots done, get everything done, and then keep investing in yourself. When you feel, like we were previously talking about, when you feel like you're at a place where you can back up what you say or what you ask, then approach an agent. I think the worst thing to do would be to approach an agent asking for representation if you're not ready to be on stage with people who are on stage. Mm-hmm. Like, if you go and look at like performers and you'd be like, they're going to absolutely roast me and dance rings around me. Like,
that's not the environment you want to be in.
That's not the environment you want to be in, because like, you're just not going to be maybe taken seriously. But I think make sure you've got your headshot, your CV and everything up to scratch. So you go with your best foot forwards. So you can approach the agent and go, hi, my name is Chris. I'm a 21-year-old. I've trained at Wilkes Academy and I am trained in this, and this. Here's my headshot, CV, and showreel. And they look at it and they're going to go, oh, like,
Chris is dope.
Chris is dope. He's ticked all the boxes. He's presentable. He's got like a good look. He's got good talent. He's got a good CV. He presents himself professionally. I think a big thing that we get wrong is like, there's two sides, which Emily kind of spoke about on the podcast the other day. If you've listened to hers, is like, there's dance and then there's business, and we're in the dance business. I mean, you have to have both sides up. So you're, not only does your dancing have to be super dope, you have to have your business aspect dope. Because let's say Nike sold, before they were Nike as we know them, let's say they sold dope shoes, but like they came in like a dirty broken box and like we wouldn't take it seriously.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Like, Say a taxi come and picked you up and they're like, their car was covered in shit and it was dirty, and like the driver like stank and he got out and he was like rude. Like, it doesn't matter how good of a driver he is and he can get you from A to B, like how he's presenting himself as the business aspect isn't right. So you need to make sure that you're together, as in like physically on the dance wise, but also on the business side. So when you do approach them, you go with your best foot forwards. And when you have all that shit together, send them an email. If you ever get the chance where, like, let's say Dancers Inc. and AMCK, they both do this, they hold workshops or like camps or training courses. Go to one of their training courses, take all your stuff with you. So then when they see you dance and they go, he's really good, then you can go, hi, my name's Chris. I've really had a lovely weekend. I would love to give you this. I'd love you to consider signing me.
Isn't that something you used to do? You used to carry on headshots and CV?
When I was in LA, I used to keep my headshots and resume in my car. And I had five versions minimum of every headshot. So I had my hip-hop headshot, my suit headshot, and my Disney headshot.
Did you?
Five versions of everyone and a resume in the boot of my car and audition clothes.
I think there really
just
is
in case.
Something to say about
that. So I was always, on a business level, prepared.
Yeah. I think there is something to say, again, on a more global context of how you present yourself. Like, if your shit looks professional, like if your showreel looks professionally filmed, it just looks better than compared to being a phone. And this could be the same as like a clothing company advert. Like, if you see like a clothing company advert on Instagram using a phone video, it just looks unprofessional and unfinished.
That's what I was going to say. Like,
There's a subconscious.
I think when you click on a website to buy something and the website doesn't look dope, you're always a bit like, oh, do I want to give my money? Do I want to give my money to this site?
Am I going to double down on this?
Yeah.
Because they're not doubling down on themselves.
Yeah.
And as we know, people always invest in you less than what you invest in yourself.
100%. And then I think within regards to getting jobs, that normally comes via the agent, but not always. I've always been a go-get-it person. I've never been the person to sit down and wait for my agent to call me. When I was in LA and when I was in London, before I started like really teaching, I would go on the casting websites or Facebook groups looking for jobs every single day. So in LA, we had a thing called Casting Frontier, and there was something else. Can't remember. But I would go on there every single morning and every single night, looking for a casting or something, an opportunity. They're going looking for dancers for this, and I would apply for almost everything that I thought I could, if not really do well, just blag.
That's what
I seeked opportunity.
One of our friends did. That's how she booked her tour job, which all got cancelled. What's the UK Thriller. Version show? Yeah,
Thriller.
What's the UK version of that website you were talking about?
Spotlight.
She just goes on there every single night and applies for everything that she can. Never waits.
But she should go on there every morning because people put up castings when they first start their job. Oh, whatever.
I'd actually know what she does it, but like every day at some point.
Yeah, I used to go on there every morning and every night, like, and look for the job. And I still do now. Like, if I've got quiet teaching, I go on Facebook teaching groups and see who's looking for a teacher. Mm. In lockdown, I taught so much on Zoom where people were like posting on Facebook groups, like looking for a teacher to hold a street dance workshop or commercial workshop. And then I'd make posters and put it on there saying offering street dance. Like I would seek work as opposed to...
You found the demand and filled the demand.
Yeah, instead of like waiting for someone to find me. So yeah, good question, Christopher. Stop wearing Skechers. Jake Gibson says, how does it feel to be living in Jake's shadow? Not in your shadow, bro. I'm bigger than you.
Let me put a light below me.
Connor Wells, also a Skecher wearing shit shoe wearing person, who's a very talented dancer. So I'll let you get away with it. I said, what advice or what questions do you want? And he just put networking. So I'm assuming you want advice on networking.
We've got a whole episode on it.
But we'll do a quick breakdown.
156.
Super quick.
Maybe.
156. Quick breakdown. The biggest misconception of that people think of networking is that you have to go in like schmooze and be fake and kiss ass. I think the best way to network and the most organic way would be just be consistent. Just show up. So if it's a dance class with a choreographer you'd like to work with, just show up. Just show up with your best foot forwards, show up presentable, show up working hard, show up on time. Show that you can be reliable. If you're going out and you're out with your friends and you meet someone say there's someone stood at the bar and you go, oh my God, that's an agent. I want to go and talk to that person. Don't just go and talk. Be smart about it. Choose your moment wisely. Like, don't just go up and be like, hi, my name's Kane and I want to be on your agency or I want a job. Like, try and make it organic.
Shut them up a little bit.
Go and like maybe go and stand next to them and like don't just be like straight from the jump like, hi, I'm so-and-so. You'd be like, so say it was Jake, I'd be like, hey, you're Jake, right?
Nice trainers, bro.
Yeah, just like that would be my reference because I love shoes. But like, you can make it relatable to you. Like, if you know I love trainers and you said it's me, I'd be like, oh, you like trainers too. Let's be friends. But like, I just think it doesn't always have to be like fake and kiss assy. But you can literally go up and be like, oh, I'm a dancer. Like, I really love your work if it's a choreographer. Mm. And see what happens. And if they just go thanks and it stops there,
stops there.
That's your networking done for the day.
Yeah.
It doesn't need to be like, so what do you look for in a dancer? Like, can I get signed by you? Like, it doesn't need to be baggy. It can just be like, and that's your networking done for the day. And then when you finish, before they leave, you say, have a great night. It was lovely to meet you. Mm. And then maybe 2 weeks later, you might bump into them again. You'd be like, hey, hope we're good. You having a good night? Yeah, you too, man. Oh, you come here a lot then? Yeah, it was cool. All right, bro, take care.
Mm.
And slowly building a relationship as opposed to forcing it.
Yeah.
But that's only if that's organic. You don't need to go seeking for it. I just think, just be consistent and be you. Like, I feel like people put on a front, or they get like, if someone's around them, they feel like they have to show a false side to them. You know what I mean?
Mm. I mean, like, the quote that comes to mind is, how you do something is how you do everything. And that's kind of the way I view networking, is I just try and do a good job of everything that I do. Mm. I try and be a nice person 24/7. I don't try, I am a nice person 24/7. But like, and I think that builds that network for you, just by being a beacon of who you are as a character.
Yeah. And now you have Instagram. Like, networking's never been easier. Yeah. I mean, it's harder, is in the sense, like, it's harder to stand out maybe because there's so many people who can also network. So it's not a one-on-one situation. But like I've met so many people from Instagram. Like, what's his name? Khalil. What's the dancer's name I love? From LA, we did him the video of the week, like right at the beginning.
Oh, I know.
Khalil,
I can't remember the name, but yeah.
McBeal, I want to say, but it's not that.
Like that.
Khalil McNeil, like, sorry, I can't even remember your last name, but I just know him as Khalil. Like, he's a super dope dancer. We've never met. We speak on Instagram.
Do you?
Yeah, because I liked his videos and I shared it. And I was like, yo, this is dope. And he's like, thanks, man. And now when he shares stuff, I'll be like, this is dope. Let me know when you come to London. He's like, yo, I'd love to come to London. Like, when I'm there, I'll let you know.
Mm.
Like, I'll get sort your teaching. And now we've formed a little, like...
A little friendship.
I wouldn't say friendship, but like, you know what I'm saying? Like, there's a relationship there. The same as like, so Marty Kadelka, like my hero, the biggest choreographer of all time. Like, I took his class in LA consistently. I went up to him. I was like, thank you so much for class. It's great to meet you. What's your name? Kane, where are you from? Da 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 da. That led to me being able to ask for help for a visa.
Mm.
I did shoot my shot there. Probably was a bit early, but I shot my shot. He said yes. Win. Moved to LA. Took his class consistently. Like, worked on a tour that he was meant to do, and then I even ended up choreographing it. Now, then over, like, we've always kind of, whenever you see him around, like, in LA and stuff, what's up, Kane? Like, we've never hung out. We're not homies like that.
Yeah, yeah.
But, like, you know, there's a mutual respect.
Who
each other are. There's a mutual respect. And then over lockdown, I messaged him, like, I'd love to, would you come on the podcast? And he's like, of course, come on the podcast. I'm really smart. I asked him really clever questions because obviously I'm really inspired by his career. Last night, he did an Instagram Live. I signed on. He saw Mr. Ball Change. He's like, what's up, Kane? Like, how you doing? Like,
showing up and supporting them as well.
Supporting them. Then now he's happy to support me. I think, so just be consistent. That's my thing. Like, if I was going to hire someone, it needs to be someone I can trust and someone that's going to be consistent. Something that me and Jacob both are to each other as a team is consistent.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we don't miss a Tuesday, right?
Nope.
Like, we don't miss a Tuesday. We're always
And if something needs done, it's done by the end of the day.
If Jake needs something, I'll do it. If I need something, Jake will do it. Like, we're consistent for each other. So that's our networking. That's how we built a trust and a relationship. And I think it's the same with other things. Even if it's just, like I said, the simplest thing, showing up to class and giving your all, it'll eventually get noticed.
Mm, and just doing more than the average person.
Yeah.
Like, if you're on a job and your job is just to do a dancer, but you can help out another way, I don't know, help out.
Mm.
Help lift shit, I don't know.
Yeah, I'm like, always the guy that holds the door open for people.
Yeah, like, just
I'm
the small
things. I'm
always
the guy that holds the door open for people. I'm always the guy that asks, like,
do you need a hand carrying that?
Yeah. Like, and that's not being a dickhead, that's just me being me.
Yeah.
But it works in your favor, because then they go, he's a nice guy.
It makes you memorable.
Mm. Yeah, good question. I hope that answered it. If it didn't, there's a whole episode on...
I don't actually know what episode that was. I went and looked.
1-5 something. Sophie Baker Brown says, what's the best way to get noticed in auditions? There's a whole episode on this too. Quick breakdown of it. I would say show up your best self.
Throw confetti everywhere.
Do a headstand and twerk in the middle. No, just show up your best self. Come looking prepared. Don't come in tired. Don't come in late. You'll get noticed if you come in late, but not for a good way. Show up on time. Stand at the front of the room if you're confident. If you know that you're going to do a good job, stand at the front. Let them see that you're like consistently strong at learning. If you're struggling, don't stand at the front. Go to the side somewhere until you feel like you're in a position that you want to be seen. You don't want to be seen messing up the combo every time whilst practicing it. Even though there's nothing wrong with that, naturally there's going to be a perception of, well, maybe they don't pick up very quick. So, you know, show your strengths and hide your weaknesses. That's what I would say. And then listen to instructions. I think that a big thing that people don't do at auditions is actually listen to what they're being asked. Say it's for a specific job. Let's say I'm asking you, I can use an example that worked for me. We're auditioning you for a film and we want you that, like, you're going to do a busking scene in the street. Yeah. So everyone's going to freestyle. And then everyone just starts freestyling, but no one considers the scene that's being requested. I was like, okay, we're buskers. So I walked up and I put my hat and I said, please feel free to give me some money. Put my hat on the floor and then started busking. Automatically, I created the busking scenario because I walked up with my hat and put it down. I've already showed them that I'm smart. I've already showed them I can play the character. That will have been memorable. I booked the job. Like, that would have been a memorable moment as opposed to just me going, here's a backflip and here's my moves.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, so listen to instructions. A lot of the time, like, even if it's in choreo, like, they'll be like, they ask for a specific detail. Like, you not doing that detail is going to make you memorable, but for the wrong reasons. Like, if you do every single bit of detail or instruction that they give you, they're gonna notice that and they're going to be like, she's smart. That's memorable. What else?
I think you covered quite a lot of ground.
Mm. And just match the brief. If you know what the audition's for, go in matching the job. That's what I believe. Some people will tell you otherwise. I think MT agents tell you maybe not to dress for the roles. But I always believe that your job is to show them that you're already on the job, not that you could possibly do the job. So if I'm auditioning for Magic Mike, I'm going to go in an outfit that I would likely to be wearing on stage or not wearing on stage. Like, I wouldn't just rock up in trackies and a sweat top. Like, because that's not a stage costume. I'd wear like a pair of jeans and like a tank top, something that you could show that you're going to wear on that job.
Cool. Moving on.
We have the same question twice. What's the best? Again, two times. What's the best way to get noticed in auditions? Last one. How can you present yourself as an employable dancer? I feel like we just covered, it's all the same stuff, which kind of carries across. Like, get the business side together.
Mm.
Like, have your dance side together. Come and do my program. Go and take classes. Go and get the training side. But then have, like, the dance side, like, the business of it side together. So, like, there's a girl called Hannah Levitt Collins, who has a business called So What Now Artist. She'll help you get the business side together. She contact her. She'll help you do headshots. She'll help you do show reels. Like,
it's called the self package.
It's called the self package. I think she helps you do a website. Like, that will help you get the business side together. So once your dance is dope, get your business side dope, put it together. You look employable. You look professional. You look ready to go.
I think there is something to say about just investing in yourself. Like, be willing to spend money on good stuff,
you know,
the outfit that you're going to wear to an audition, or like, you know, the training,
like, even like, if you think
photos,
about like
videos,
the carry across of, like, for us in this podcast, how do we want it to look more professional? How do we want it to be taken more seriously? We buy nice microphones, we buy a stand, we pay for nice lights, we get a good camera, we get a good setup. We don't just put like a GoPro in the corner and speak with no good audio sound.
Mm.
Like, we try invest in the quality of it as much as we can. Therefore, we're going to be taken more seriously.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Because essentially, we could do all this same shit and just record it from my laptop.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd have the same information to give, but would you take us as serious?
No.
No. Right? It's the same thing. That's how I see it.
Again, how you do something is how you do everything.
Yeah. But you should definitely contact Hannah, do the self package, get the business side up, and come and train with me and get the dance side up.
And if you want some videography, come and do with me.
Come and do with Jake. Jacob. That's all our questions, bro.
Yeah, man.
Good times.
Good shit.
Thanks for your questions, guys. I hope that helped.
Easter intensive.
We have the Easter intensive on the 11th and 12th of April in Wilkes Academy in Swindon. You don't have to be a Wilkes student to do it. You can be a student of any kind from anywhere, as long as you're above the age of 16, you can come. Message me on Instagram at Mr. Bull Change, or message the podcast Instagram at the Ins and Out Podcast. Or if you find Jake first, message him and he'll help you, which is at Gibson_media_. Yes, go. and we'll help you. It's £100 for 2 days or £65 for 1 day. I recommend doing 2 days. We have six incredible teachers. It'll be, well, five incredible teachers and myself. It'll be me, Alex Chambers, Rowan Chambers, Camilla Zalalecki. I need to learn how to say her last name. Irene Selvi, and the best, the one and only, the God, John Graham. So please come and train. There's a few spots left. It's almost sold out. Not yet, but there will be. So come and get your training on. It's six classes. They're all 90 minutes. That's an hour and a half for the people that can't work that out. And each class will have a Q&A, or there'll be a Q&A at the end of the day with everyone. We're figuring it out. I'm hoping to try and play some games as well with John. John comes up with the best games ever, some coordination fun games. So I'm going to try and get him to play some of them with us. It's just going to be a really great time. The Ins and Outs training program is a family. It's a great atmosphere. So come and train with us.
Yeah, yeah.
We're also going to do a summer one. So keep tuned for that. And we'll let you know when the next monthly program is.
And new merchandise.
And new merchandise coming soon, which you'll be able to message us and buy if you're a viewer or a listener. Yeah, that's everything. Check us out on Instagram. Please subscribe to the podcast on Spotify, iTunes, or YouTube. And please give everything you do a like, a comment, and share it with your friends. Like, if you really want to support us, like, and you like what we do, share it with people. Please, we beg you. If I could beg one thing, it's just to share it with people. Like, the more listeners that come, the more we can invest in it, and the more content we can get you. We can get more guests on. We can have more opportunities. Basically, like, support us. And this is actually something I've been thinking about. Is like, if you all supported the people that you like, are closer to you or investing in you. Like, instead of supporting Kanye West's new Yeezys. Like, support your friend's business. Like, you'll buy someone's Yeezys, but you won't share their business. Like, yeah. I was thinking about this the other day.
So like, much, dude. I've experienced that so much over the years.
Like, share your friend's stuff. Like, if they're promoting a dance class, share it. Like, it's so little effort for you to share it. You just click a button. But that one share could mean that they get another person, which means they can pay their bills.
Yeah.
Like, so if you want anything shared by me, tag me in it. I'll share it for you. Mm. So there you go. Anything that you want to share in by me, I will share on Instagram. Just tag me. I'm sure Jake will too.
Yeah, yeah.
You please do the same for us. Peace out. One love. We out. Boom.